This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1716. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 10th, Alaska, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, Central African Republic, Cuba, Ethiopia, Finland, Germany, Korea North, Kuwait, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Czar, Serbia, Sri Lanka, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, USA, Uzbekistan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On April 3rd, I found KNLS Alaska in the middle of its 1200 UT English hour on 7355. So that's their A14 frequency. Although in B13, until the end of March, they were on 9615. Why in the world would they go to a lower frequency in the summer from the land of the midnight sun? Seems like they need lessons in propagation 101. However, they have registered an alternate or possibly additional frequency for that hour, 11870, in case they ever get a second transmitter going. On April 7th, Dave Hughes in Kansas City was playing with the Tamente Web SDR and found that LRA 36 Antarctica was again being heard on 15476, at least by that receiver in the Netherlands. At 1915 to 1940 UT, he was hearing music and deep fades, but no longer any adjacent channel interference, unlike the previous season when AWR was on 15480. And of course, Antarctica is on its characteristic unique frequency, 15476. So see if you can hear it direct, not just by a web SDR. So far, I've not been able to. You never know when it will come and go. The last definite logs of it we had were October 31st of last year. And the last known schedule was between 18 and 21 UT on weekdays only. On 3210, Dave Valku in Pennsylvania, Cumberdiex, was hearing traces of something. March 25th, around 11:15 UT, a signal jumping up and down, but it was really noisy. Presumably Vintage FM, that low-power Australian station. John O. Wright in Australia tells me the power is currently 280 watts or so as of April 4th, and that if you are able to log enough to send them a report, the address to use is the station being relayed, not Craig Allen, the owner of the transmitter. It's WILLMO at vintagefm.com.au. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports Radio Belarus on its summer frequencies since March 30th, 7255 and 11730, in English at 2020 UT. I assume the English broadcast is from 20 to 22, but with certain 20-minute segments carved out for French or Spanish. On April 9th and 10th, we found the Amazon service from Brazil missing from 6180. They recently added another frequency with the same programming, which was originally reported to be a 4-kilowatt transmitter, which would be used later for testing DRM on 6,000 kilohertz. That one has actually been off-frequency, causing an obvious heterodyne to Radio Havana, Brazil on 5999.6. And it's even stronger than before now that 6180 is missing, so we're wondering if they had been foolish enough to move their 250-kilowatt transmitter from the relatively clear frequency of 6180 to interfere with Cuba on 6000. Anyhow, they're still also on 11780. We found this to be the case from before midnight UT until after 0500 at least. Although a few nights earlier, there was no signal on 5999.6. We reported recently that Voz Missionaria in Brazil had been heard up to 2 kilohertz off frequency from 9665, either above or below. Lately it's been a bit closer, but not right on frequency. Now the one taking the honors for being way off is Radio Aparecida, supposedly 11855. However, on April 4th, 5th, and 6th, around 01UT, we found them on 11856.5, give or take, or 11856.4 on the 6th, and it was measured on the same date by Anker Petersen in Denmark on 11856.36 at 2120UT, and on 0.35 at 1906UT, according to Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. Gerald T. Pollard sends a story from the Globe and Mail, April 8th. CBC staff brace for budget cuts expected April 10th. Across the country, they're bracing for three town hall meetings where they will learn their fate in the wake of a multi-million-dollar budget shortfall after CBC lost the rights to NHL games. I guess they're talking about television. Who cares about shortwave or radio in general? It's gone again, CFRX 6070 Toronto, but we hope not for another few months. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says on April 9th at 21UT the signal was missing when he can normally hear it, although it might have been off a bit longer. Tony Ward, close enough to get it on groundwave, says it's definitely not on as of April 9th. And Robert LaFour in Georgia says it was missing on early April 7th UT, and also for a while the previous week, but then returned to the air. Radio Ndeke Luka from and back to the Central African Republic via a shortwave relay at 17 to 1729 UT, started in the B13 season via the UAE transmitter site on 17500. And it was reported on April 1st by Koji Hashimoto in Japan with an S2 level signal. However, Iwe Ivanov says for the A14 season they've changed the transmitter site to Wolverton, UK, which ought to mean better reception off the back here in North America. As usually happens, about a week after the rest of the world makes seasonal frequency changes, we started hearing Radio Vanacuba on some different frequencies as of April 7th. Not really for English, but concerning mainly Spanish and a few other languages. They have this habit of, once they're using a certain frequency for a certain part of the day, they start to use it in another part of the day, even if it's not appropriate due to very different interference conditions. 15370 has replaced 13780 in Spanish in the mornings between 13 and 15 UT. 15340 nearby is still on the air, and the two combine to produce Leapfrog mixing products on 15310 and 15400. For the afternoon Ibero-American Spanish broadcast, they've started using 11670 as early as 21 UT, despite All India Radio, which has been on that frequency for a long time, the General Overseas Service in English, in fact, the best one we can hear in North America, especially Eastern North America, and that runs until 22:30. But you won't be hearing much with Cuba on the same frequency. And like Alaska, Cuba has inexplicably moved down a band instead of up in frequency for the summer, the service supposedly to Europe, between 19:30 and 21 UT. In French, Portuguese, and Arabic. It had been on 13680, but it's moved down to 11840. There are a number of other less drastic changes detailed in the new DX Listening Digest, number 14-15, when published via worldofradio.com. The new shortwave season almost coincides with the new fiscal year in many countries, April 1st, which may account for sudden disappearances of certain stations. For example, one of the countless clandestines for Ethiopia, ESAT Radio, has been missing, says Ivo Ivanov. Last heard on March 29th, it was using a different frequency depending on the day of the week at 17 to 18 UT between 15380 and 15360. Rich Ray in Illinois says also he had not been hearing it for a couple of weeks on Saturdays and Sundays. And by the way, the transmitter site for that one was hidden. Will we never know where it really came from? STF Radio International is now testing. I've heard from an anonymous person who is backing this, that's Sierra Tango Foxtrot, about a special one-hour multimedia show they're putting together to be broadcast on a number of transmitters worldwide later in April. They're starting out, however, with running some digital mode tests via the mighty KBC, like VOA's Radiogram, and in fact following them during the final half hour of the KBC broadcasts on 7375 UT Sundays between 0130 and 0200, and also on their other transmission to Europe on 6095. That is Saturdays between 1230 and 13 UT during the mighty, or rather the giant jukebox program on the mighty KBC. Best to read all about it and see some of the visual results at their website, stfradio.com. About Radio Free Chosun for North Korea. Although on the first day of the A14 season, I was still hearing them on 9775, starting at 14 UT, after the usual prelude of romantic songs in English via the Philippine site of Radio Veritas Asia. By April 3rd, they had changed to another frequency, another time, and another transmitter site. An hour earlier at 13 to 15 UT on 15630, although the carrier was on as early as 12:48, there was no prelude of romantic songs in English anymore, just dead air. Previously, Uzbekistan substituted for the Philippines due to some technical problem, and while this and the VOA Philippines were both on 31 meters, just 25 kilohertz apart, VOA in Korean on 9800, the signals were comparable, leading to my conclusion that Radio Free Chosun was also from the Philippines, which was later confirmed. Now, the VOA has also moved to 19 meters, 15780, but it has a much stronger and steadier signal than Radio Free Chosun on 15630. That's because RFC is now transmitting via Uzbekistan once again. It might go back to the Philippines for the B14 season. A clandestine transmission for North Korea apparently canceled is Open Radio North Korea. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it's not been heard since March 30th, at least not on the previously known frequencies and times via Tajikistan, 1230 to 1430 on 9910 and 20 to 21 on 7470. Reception of Radio Kuwait's English broadcast is finally making some seasonal improvement this far into North America, 18 to 21 UT on 15540, although it varies a lot from day to day and hour to hour. However, Rob Wagner in the Australian Radio DX Club found them not only on 15540, but also in English on 6050, April 4th at 2025. That's a frequency normally carrying their general service in Arabic, which did resume after English was over at 2100, so it remains to be heard whether this was just a mistake, but give it a try. That is, if you're further east than North America, where it would propagate. Earlier, I was talking about Radio STF. That was when we were at letter G for Germany, the transmitter site of the mighty KBC. Now I find another item in DXLD filed under N, Netherlands Non. That's because mighty KBC originates there, although not necessarily STF. The correction is that the broadcast on Saturdays to Europe is one UT hour earlier than I said, 11:30 to 12 UT during the giant jukebox, as pointed out by Roger in Germany, who monitors all those radiogram transmissions via satellite, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is World of Radio number 1716. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jim Gershman, K1JJJ, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Those abroad in certain countries may do so as well via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds. One may also contribute with a check or money order in U.S. dollars to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. The Low Power Missionary Station in Papua New Guinea, One Talk Radio Light, has returned to the air on 7325. The news comes from Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan, who heard it April 6th at 1900 UT, following a report from another Japanese DXer, Yuto, who heard it at 1719 UT with an ID. Now we must again concern ourselves with what other much bigger stations are on the same frequency, 7325, and at what times. When are the windows during which we might hear One Talk Radio Light, especially during their nighttime hours? Well, it looks like 70 to 19 UT is a good time if you're in Japan, certainly of no use in North America. China Radio International is still scheduled to take a half-hour break at 1400 to 1430. Also too late for North America, except on the West Coast. So if you're there, give it a try then. Another possibility is before 0930 UT, when I think Taiwan comes on with a relay of France, and in fact, another Japanese DXer, Hanabusa, was able to get it at 0900. Tuning a remote receiver in nearby Queensland, Wolfgang Büschel was able to hear One Talk Radio Light at 0730 April 7th, measured on 7324.951. Even when it's only a very weak carrier, without any modulation, as usually the case, on 5980 around 01 UT, I know I'm hearing Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, since I've been tracking it for over a year, as their cutoff time automatically changes about 5 or 6 seconds later every night. As of April 9th, it went off at 47 seconds past 0107, which is later than they usually reset the timer closer to 0100, which could happen any day now. Here's the A14 schedule for Radio Pilipinas via the IBB facilities in the Philippines from communication of the British DX Club, extracted from the HFCC schedule. Broadcasts are mixed in Filipino and English at 0200 to 0330 on 12010, 15640, and 17820. 1730 to 1930 on 9925, 12120, and 15190. Step by step, Russia has been cracking down on the media for more and more control by the government. And you can hardly expect them to still welcome broadcasts from outside the country to be relayed inside the country. From RusDX, originally from OpenDX, we learn that the megawatt transmitter on 648 kilohertz near Vladivostok is no longer relaying the Voice of America Korean service. In fact, it seems to be off the air completely, according to Igor Ashimin in Primorsky Krai. Vasily Gulyayev also confirms that the Voice of America ceased broadcasting in Moscow on 810 kilohertz on Monday, April 1st. In a press release via Hans-Jürg Biener says the Broadcasting Board of Governors has condemned a decision by Russian authorities to cut off all remaining radio transmissions by U.S. international media in Russia. In a one sentence letter dated March 21st, Dmitry Kiselyov, the director of Rossiya Svodnaya, said, "We are not going to cooperate with the BBG's request to continue a long-standing contract for broadcasting on Russian soil. Effective at the end of March, this removes the last vestige of VOA programming, including news in Russian and English language lessons, from the local frequency in Moscow, 8:10 a.m. Wolfgang Büschel says, "I guess some WRN programming will be ceasing soon in Russia from Moscow on 738 kHz. However, it was still on the air April 8th, checked at 1620, relaying NHK with a very good signal." Well, it is a Russian station with local ownership. Perhaps that puts it in a different position. Of course, Radio Russia and the Voice of Russia had already closed down shortwave themselves. That leaves a student station in Moscow, we've mentioned before, on 25900, the 11-meter band, the Russian Technical Institute student station, which earlier said that its license would be running out, and they would be changing frequency at the end of March, but they were again heard on April 4th during their Friday-only broadcast from about 12 to 16 UT, more or less. Sheldon Harvey forwards word from Alan Roberts, also in Quebec, that it had the strongest signal ever April 4th at 12:45 on 25900. And I was even able to hear a bit of music on the frequency until it's faded out or signed off, not sure which, around 1550. Of course, its name in translation is Radio Magic Eye, although I did not catch any ID. It's much better heard at the first hop in Western Europe, and QSLs have been coming out. We have two reports from Italy. Fabrizio Magrone got a QSL card for his reception last October. The card states the power is 400 watts into a 5/8 vertical. And also QSL'd to Roberto Pavanello in Italy with a card after 105 days. The Russian name I'll attempt to pronounce is Radio Zelyonye Glazy, Radio Magic Eyes. Steve Luce in Texas asks, could Radio Magic Eye be the last and only domestically produced shortwave outlet that remains in Russia? Did anything else survive, any other internal shortwave stations? Filed under Radio Country Tsar, SAAR is Europe 1, the powerful longwave station on 183 kHz. On April 6, Tudor Vidiano in Romania says, can anyone confirm it's still broadcasting? I'm not hearing anything on that frequency. Jean-Michel Aubier in France replies that they have scheduled maintenance as follows: April 5th to 7th, and again on April 11th from 23 hours to April 14th at 0200. I'm not sure if that's UT or local time. And again on May 9th and 16th for 2 or 3 days. Don't you believe the website of International Radio Serbia, which is called voiceofserbia.org, which has been updated for the A14 season, showing they're on the air to North America on 9685, their usual summer frequency, including English UT Tuesday to Saturday at midnight 30 to 0100. Don't believe it, because this frequency and the winter frequency, 6190 as well, have been off the air for a couple of years now, I think. Why do they pretend they're still broadcasting to North America? Also, they show a transmission on their 10 kilowatt frequency, 9635, including English at 1300 to Europe. That's from their Stublina site near Belgrade, which no longer exists, according to Kai Ludwig. And that means the only English broadcasts which are really on the air are via Bijeljina over in Bosnia. Now time shifted to 1830 and 2100 UT, as confirmed by Alan Rowe in England. Last week we reported that Solomon Islands had resumed 5020 minus, but was missing from their other frequency, 9545. But now they're back on 9545, heard in early April by Mike Nikolic in Illinois around 0800 UT with a very readable signal. Also reported April 3rd by Dave Volko in Pennsylvania, Cumbre DX at 0930 past 1000 with cyclone announcements. S. Hasegawa in Japan suspects that Sound of Hope is no longer being broadcast officially by high-power transmitters in Taiwan. He's checked the official schedule, mostly in-band frequencies, and no longer hearing it. However, he says, I can receive the unofficial broadcast via Taiwan on more than 70 frequencies. Those are the out-of-band ones, most of which are hit by CNR 1 or Firedrake jamming. However, Teodoro Vidiano in Romania reports, I heard Sound of Hope April 6th around 11 to 12 UT on 14800 with no jamming. It was weak to fair. I checked their online stream to verify it was really Sound of Hope and not CNR1 jamming. They were also in the clear on one of their 15 megahertz frequencies. Larry Zamora in Texas tells me he was able to hear, but it was quite weak and he had to use headphones. both on Saturday and Sunday, April 5th and 6th, the latest new frequency of PCJ Radio International Taiwan via Sri Lanka, 13720, from 12:30 to 13:30 UT. There were different programs on the different days. I also ran across Media Network Plus at the secret time of UT Tuesday, April 9th at midnight 43 on WRMI 9495, when Keith Perron was interviewing Dan Robinson, who says he chose to take a buyout from VOA rather than keep working there under unpleasant conditions. In Australian DX News, quite a catch reported by Craig Seeger in New South Wales on 33,420 kHz FM, WQDC 703 in Orlando, Florida. Good with peaks. Traffic announcement at 0236 UT, March 28th, listed with 30 watts. Also heard March 29th with weather information at 0145. Terry Kruger in Florida, who maintains the extensive Florida low-power radio stations page, says it's used to feed multiple municipal information stations for the city of Orlando on 1650 kHz. But regarding the call sign, Terry says the correct call is now WQIN 663, and the call that Craig reported, WQDC 703, formerly applied collectively to the 1650 kHz stations, but now those have changed to WQEL 638. Dave Hughes forwards news from ARRL that WWV has resumed transmitting on 25 MHz. Of course, you need to be a considerable distance from Fort Collins to get beyond the skip zone, but it's an excellent resource for checking out propagation to have them again on 25 MHz. It was soon heard by Gilles Letourneau in Montreal at 2355 UT April 8th and at 2115 by Philip Hiscock in Newfoundland. On that high frequency, they may not be running it 24 hours, and it's considered to be experimental. I assume it'll sound just like WWV on lower frequencies, easily recognized, but there's another time signal station on exactly 25 MHz, MIKES in Finland. Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing it around 16 UT April 5th, and its format, he explains, has pulses, except they skip the 59th second of the minute. We were glad to hear WWRB back on the air last week on 5050 in time to carry World of Radio after 0330 UT Friday. UT April 5th at 0105, I was very surprised to hear KJES on its morning frequency 11715, apparently by mistake instead of its night frequency 7555. Looking for a progressive talk radio station? In communication of the British DX Club, Dan Goldfarb recommends WZON 620 in Bangor, Maine, or WZONThePulse.com. Ivano in Bulgaria reports hearing the second harmonic of Voice of Martyrs from Uzbekistan to North Korea on 15050 between 16 and 1730 April 1st. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 140 April 17th to 19th and down to 125 by the 28th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1716.